and welcome to Role, Play, Grow, the podcast for tabletop entrepreneurs, creators, and fans. In this show, we dig into processes, challenges, tips, and really look at how to grow a business in the tabletop roleplay gaming space. Sit back and join in as we learn from the creators behind your favorite brands about who they are and how they are turning their passion for gaming into a career. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to these fun special episodes with my lovely co-host, Matt Joro, aka Dungeon Glitch. My name is Courtney, and we are here to do a deep dive into some super cool stuff around social media.
Yeah, super fun stuff. Hey, everybody.
You sound so excited to talk about like your main thing.
I really am, and I'm trying my best to contain it. So maybe I'm overcompensating with it because it's like I'm dying to get into this stuff.
Yeah. So this is like, you know, our second recording of doing this. And when it was first like, oh, we could talk about growing social media accounts. And then like, oh, I want to talk about project management. And like, let's figure out what episodes we're going to do. And I'm like, okay, well, here's a little like outline if you want to add to it. And then he's like, yeah, I have 10 pages of notes.
And that's all I wrote today. If you let me keep going, it would have been more. It's just like, I'm just putting my thoughts down and actually organizing them. So it's like, oh yeah, no, this is what I did. This is what everyone needs to do. This is what used to work. This is what worked 3 years ago. That doesn't work anymore. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's pretty much why we are starting off with a series dedicated to growing a social media community.
Yes.
So in our last episode 2 weeks ago, we gave you some homework around figuring out who your community is, who's your audience, where are they as everything shifts around and everybody tries a new platform. What are some goals that you can be working towards? What are some like super easy ways that you can start making content on a regular basis? But today, we are going to build on that, and we're going to talk about actually fostering your engagement and interacting with this community that you've spent the last couple of weeks working on.
Yeah. You know, I should have added to the homework to reach out to me, because it's like, hey, you know what? We're going to, I'm probably going to try to be a good example, but also I'm going to try to make it easy for you. And if you tell me that you're actually doing this, that you're out here taking the steps, I'm going to boost you if you're cool. That's pretty
cool. It's the extra credit.
Yeah. You know, it's like, so if you're out here and you're doing this stuff and you're following along and this stuff makes sense to you and you're trying it out, hit us up. Definitely find me on Threads if that's where you're doing this. And I would love to, you know, say, hey, this is someone who's doing it. Check it out. Good example. Follow them. Not only follow them, support them, meet them. And then all you got to do is, yeah, hey, I'm this person. This is what I do. And then you make friends. That's the whole. And, you know, you're eight real followers up on average. So, yeah.
Okay. So that's like basically your extra credit for every single one of these episodes from here on out is if you hit us up and let us know that you're doing it, then you get boosted.
So. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be exciting. Seriously. And I'm not even worried about getting mobbed by like 100 people who are like, hey, I'm doing this. Good.
Excellent.
You should be. And that's what I want too, because you know it helps my projects that you care. And if you get into stuff and you like my project, that's a win. And we help each other because it's like, hey, cool. Hey, have you seen Jump Firefly? And I'm gonna be like, hey, have you seen this thing on DM's Guild or this person's podcast or this person's Kickstarter? I like doing that stuff. So that's a dopamine hit I need when I log into these things. So, so yeah, it's, oh man, I'm an addict. I can't help it. So,
well, I believe we left on page 4, you said.
Is this page 4? Yes. Yes. We're somewhere at 3,000 words at this point. So yeah. If you've done all of that stuff, hopefully, and maybe it might be a little too soon, but you should have some people in your community. You have regular faces, people who like you, people who might recommend you to other people to follow. Your engagement is now engaged. You have a community that's actually starting to blossom. And yeah, let's get into some of the things of what that means and what you can do with it. So Essentially, and it's, and if you want to see it in real time, if you're actually keeping up with these, you can go check out my accounts on Threads. Over the years, people were talking to me on Twitter and they would ask me, hey, Matt, if you had to start over, what would you do? You're seeing it in real time. I'm starting over. So yeah, I'm testing out these methods. I'm doing them again. These are the things that worked last time. I know they work everywhere. And I've been on Threads for 4 days now. I'm at almost 400 followers. I seem to be doubling every day so far. So and we'll see how it goes. I think, we'll see how it goes. It's the summer. No one wants to be on their phone. So here's what we're doing.
Yeah, it's like it's summer. No one wants to be on their phone. And it's also like, okay, got to go interact on 5 different places right now and hope that one of them becomes the winner.
Yeah, it's real difficult. It's real difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get so many people on Blue Sky. They're just like, I'm not going to Threads. It's not happening. Like, you're not talking to anyone on Blue Sky. Yeah, I know. I'm holding it down. Okay. I get it. You're not wrong. If I were to predict, and this is just me being cynical, is that Threads is going to be the next big thing until Blue Sky gets its act together. If they can get the timing right, and it happens, it coincides with when Meta turns on monetization. And if they do it in a brutal fashion, which I think they'll do, because they want to anchor, as in to say like, hey, this is it really, really bad. Okay, now it's just not as bad, but it was what they intended. You know? So it's like, here's ads every 2 threads, but really they wanted it every 4. So they're like, oh, we're going to tone it down for you. We're going to tone it down. God.
Like, I don't even think you're wrong. That's what I think's going to happen. About it. Yeah.
So when that happens and everyone switches over to Blue Sky, if Blue Sky is poised to receive that and they figure out a way of onboarding and making everything actually work, then Blue Sky could be the ultimate one. So everyone who's over there right now holding it down, respect, it's tough. There isn't a lot of people over there and it's harder to get people in. So, but in the end, I think you might be right. For now, we're stuck on Threads and you should be too.
I'll be honest, I didn't actually join Threads until about 2 days ago when I saw you posting about why you were on Threads and it was just like, ugh, but I don't want to support Meta. Okay, fine.
I know. I'm the same way. Exact same way. I was stubborn about it too. But it's the right play. So, you know,
I just want Hive to actually take off. I really liked Hive.
I invested in Hive. I want to see it take off too. So,
yeah.
I mean, it gave me an option. It's like, hey, do you want to be a backer, a supporter? And I'm like, yeah, it's a social media platform. How bad could it be? So, yeah, we'll see how it happens. We'll see if anything happens. Mm-hmm. I don't use it. I couldn't tell you.
Used it for a couple weeks and haven't logged in a while. Hey, entrepreneurs. I love introducing you to new creators every episode, but I could really use your support. I would love to invite you to join our Patreon page, where you'll gain access to behind-the-scenes content, add your questions to upcoming interviews, and you could even receive a shout-out on our site in an upcoming episode. To learn more, go to lightheartadventures.com/RPG. And now back to the show. But anyways, regardless of what platform you're hanging out on and what actually wins, what are some good ways to like actually foster the community that you have spent however long building?
Yes. So if you haven't gotten a full feel for what this creature is that is your community, ideally, it's a good idea to start making your community feel heard and appreciated. Now, these are people lending you their energy, their attention, and we are in an attention economy. So pay them back by, you know, recognizing them as real people. You're a real person. Show it and let them know that you see that they are as well. Talk to them, make friends, thank them personally. Hey, I really like what you said here. I thank you for adding this. Thank you for this idea. Mean it. Don't just say these things. Don't spam it on every comment. Don't say the same thing to everybody. And as you do this, eventually your rapport will continue to level up. You will get more and more friends, people who care about you. And again, this is TTRPG, chances are you're going to get into a game. And in which case, good. That's what you want. If you can do that, if it's part of your brand, awesome. If you have the bandwidth to play games with people, it's the number one networking of making real connections with people. Almost all of my games are private because that's what I like to do. I like playing with people with no pressure. So it's like, yeah, you can do whatever you want. It's a lot of fun. That's me. So another thing you can do, Q&A sessions, AMAs, live chats. If part of your brand is that you're an expert at something, that you have experience with anything, share it. You're teaching people. This is part of those three, those 3 points of to inspire, educate, or entertain. If you are educating, this is your bread and butter. So you want to ask questions, help people. And this sort of thing over time, if you make it a regular thing, will start to get people drawn to you. And it's a great way to build a relationship with those who support you. They feel heard. They know that they can rely on you to give them good information. And they know that if they run into problems, they can hit you up. That's the ideal social resource that a lot of people crave. So if you can do any of that, you're in great shape. Additionally, regularly seek feedback and suggestions. If you don't know exactly what to post, it can help to just ask people, hey, what would you like to see? This is the things I'm about. What did you want to hear about these kind of things? I make maps. I make dice. This is my game. Do you want to know anything about my world? Do you want to know anything about my process? I know you have your 5 topics, but if you see that they're not necessarily ticking or you are running out of ideas, start asking people, hey, what do you think of this? Getting these feedback, getting these suggestions will fuel your ideas, keep you motivated as well. And when you take other people's suggestions, they're going to feel heard. Doing this kind of thing will keep people coming back and you're going to keep making friends. And that's awesome. And if people are helping you, help them back. If you see that they're doing anything like that, you can also say, hey, so is there anything I can do for you? It doesn't necessarily have to be this quid pro quo stuff, but you know, you're friends. Keep it real.
Honestly, I think that is like really good advice and just kind of an interesting way to like think about it. Like, it's always interesting too, I think, when I see people do like, oh, and ask me anything. And, you know, it's like, oh, that could be risky or could be silent, depending on the time of day that you ask it. Or sometimes there's like really goofy questions that are just fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can do this in any kind of forum too. You don't necessarily have to do it on social media. You can be like, hey, you know, this is just email me these questions. That you can take it at your pace and then you can answer them as you go throughout the week, that sort of thing. And finding your style to all of this is going to be key. So, yeah, now that you have this community, you know how to speak to them. There's a piece we're missing that's going to really amplify all of this. And this is something you have to do. And if you're making your community, you're going to notice pretty quickly you're not the only one doing this. Here's where you start reaching out to other influencers. Now, I know I said in the last one that it's a good idea to start reaching out to 50 people. That wasn't part of the notes that I wrote, and I got ahead of myself. So this is the part where I say, reach out to people. So again, you know, this can help bring new members into your community, provide value to existing members, because now you're branching out. You're getting other experts in. Do you have other people with other brands and other spheres of influence? And when you start to blend the two, people are going to see that you're also providing value from these other resources. And it's fantastic. So make sure you have something valuable to offer yourself. So you're not just, you know, coattail riding like, hey, mention me. That's not what you want to do. You want to make sure that when you get in front of other people's audiences, that you hit it as hard as you can and be like, hey, this is something I have for you. This is something you're going to find entertaining. This is going to inspire you. You're going to learn something. If you do that, you're going to hook as many people as possible. And you're going to be letting that other influencer provide value via you to their own platform, in which case they're going to be grateful to you. it demonstrates that, you know, they can provide to their space, and now you're starting to cross up. And that's fantastic. And that's really how a lot of these spaces kind of work. It's a lot of people who are experts in stuff start to cross-pollinate. And when you start blending communities, and I know I got to say communities again, as in people who follow you and actually engage with you versus these other groups of people that actually engage and follow with them. So they assume, like, say, maybe 1 out of 10 people that follow you, hopefully, care. And if you have 30 of them and they have 30, then chances are, you know, these are high quality followers, high quality engagement people that you want in your community. People can be in numerous communities. You follow a lot of people yourself. So the more high quality people you get, people that support, people who buy things, people who love to share things, people who have their own platforms that are made for sharing things, you want to find them, or better yet, let them find you. And you can do that by reaching out to other influencers, making friends with these people, not bothering them, not spamming them. Collaborate with the other TTRPG influencers. And, you know, again, hey, do you want to run a game? What is it that you do? Do you run a podcast? Maybe they do interviews like this. Again, the more content you can make, if it all lines up, you're in good shape.
And I feel like I can definitely speak to that from like the podcaster lens on both when I reach out to people and when I have people reach out to me. And like, you know, when I reach out to people, it's a like, hey, I have this podcast, and I give like a good summary of like, this is what I talk about. This is the angle that I go for. These are the types of questions we would go over. And as just like, this is another way of like a different group of people that you can get in front of, and also try to point out like, oh, well, my show talks a lot about business stuff, and we can really dig into that, which is different than what a lot of the other interview shows are. So it's just kind of showing what makes your thing unique and how you can help them, I think, is very important.
Yeah.
The like flip side is that when people reach out to me wanting to be on the show, you know, it's kind of the same thing. Like, I want to know, like, what about your product is unique? Like, what is it that, you know, that you think would be an interesting thing to talk about? Because, you know, as much as I would love to let every game designer ever come talk to me, like, there's a lot of people doing game design. And so if you can point out like what it is like that's different about the book that you're writing or the game or the supplement, you know, that'll really help, you know, whomever it is that you're reaching out to, like, get a good understanding of what it is that you offer and what they can offer you.
Yeah. And that in itself is actually something we should make another episode of market research and defining your product and setting it apart from the others. Because too many times people will be like, hey, I got this show. It's just a D&D game. That's all we do. It's like, okay, so what's interesting about it? And they can't find anyone to watch it. They don't know how to even describe it, because again, it's just like four people who met in a tavern and they happen to just be doing it. And then, but they're running the same thing that everyone else runs. It's like, okay, we're gonna have to figure this out. But I'm afraid to tell you, your problems are foundational. So yeah, that's something we're
literally
talk
adding
about.
That to the I'm adding it to the sheet because you're right.
Yep.
Like, market research, and also just like how to pitch yourself.
Yeah, pitches would be a good one too. That'd be a short one. We could even add it to that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if we do one for networking. Speaking of, so yeah, if you're doing this and you are reaching out to people, there's other things you can do to cross promote each other's work. Again, you know, hey, I'm on this show, while also the show says, hey, we're having this guest. That's great. Do that. Also, you can work with other influencers to do things like co-host events, giveaways, contests, that kind of stuff. Now, there is a drawback to doing giveaways. You're going to attract a lot of those tire kicker followers who don't actually engage with stuff. They just want to win stuff. So if you do the math, really, one, you're going to get the followers and people just want that metric. Like, hey, I need these numbers. You're going to get them. But if you can hook at least one good person out of every 50 then yeah, that's a good metric. You're pulling real people, and that's really what you want. So that's why I like running contests, especially early. If you're starting out and you can find other people that'll share it, do a contest with somebody. It's like, what, $20 to get a D&D Beyond code? Yeah, do it.
Yeah, I guess actually, like, I did a lot of giveaways a while back with the Lightheart Adventures account, and it was meh. But I'm like, contest would have actually just been a lot more interesting, because then, I don't know, it's just, that'd be fun, like, seeing, regardless of what type of thing you were going to have them compete with.
Yeah. Especially if you can narrow it down to what your audience specifically likes. Mm-hmm. If you're targeting people that are D&D players, you don't have to give them like a player's guide. Chances are they have one. Get them a gift card for an artist in the community who will make their character. They'll jump on that. Mm-hmm. You know, you just pick your spots. And the more you become aware of who it is that you're speaking to the most, just speak their language. And they will keep coming back. Reward them. Give them the stuff. You don't have to make it a contest. You can just give this stuff away. You can be like, hey, yeah, next person to comment on this wins this. Some people love that. I've done that more than once on the Dungeon Glitch Twitter. And it's always fun for me.
Yeah.
So I can wrap this up with what can we do to make this all easier? I know I said a lot. There's a lot of steps. A lot of things to keep in mind, but it's also important because if you are branding, if you are trying to do all this stuff, doing it right is the important part. But yeah, it's a lot of work. Can we make it easier? Kinda. Based on where you are, what platform you're using, you can use things like groups, hashtags, polls for encouraging interaction. You want to start using the tools that will get your content seen by more people while encouraging active engagement. This will also allow you to vary up your posts, so you're not just posting things, prompts every day, that kind of stuff. You do things that stand out. This can get you some metrics and also let people feel heard, because if you're asking for a poll, people giving their opinion, people like to do that. These are just examples, so explore the various options to the platform you're using. It's going to, and especially now with all these platforms being varied and very different and evolving, Threads is getting new functionality every day. I just got the ability to set alarms when people make tweets. That wasn't there yesterday. So cool. You can do any of that. Furthermore, you want to analyze the engagement metrics that work for your strategy. So if your platform shows you, TikTok does this, I think Twitter did it for a while. Basically, most social media platforms provide analytics that can help you understand what's working and what's not. When there are no metrics, Threads right now offers nothing, you have to start keeping track on your own. And this can mean testing posts, seeing what's working, when and on what days, what time and on what days. For this too, you also have to stay mindful of holidays and seasons, because nice summer days, no one wants to be on their phone. I'm going to be in the pool, that kind of thing. That can draw people away from their phones. Also, it's convention season. So people will be like, yep, you're not going to hear from me between Thursday and Monday. I'm going to be in the air. I'm not going to be around. So if you start seeing patterns, then you can figure out what works. And when you figure out what works for you, where your audience is and when, double down on it. Really hit it, and then you'll be able to further amplify what we're doing. Once you do get a schedule and you have this idea, some of these platforms will allow scheduling tools to maintain your consistency. So you can do this with, I want to keep saying Twitter, but you can't do it with any of the other two things. And those are the things that I love the most. But yes, for Instagram, you can do it. For YouTube, you can obviously schedule when your videos come out. Having a consistent posting will also let your community know when to expect you. So for me, if you check my Twitter, if you check the history of my Twitter, 8 a.m., I always added something. Always. Even if I was sleeping, it came out. So being consistent will help your community keep engaged, active, you still have that 30 days of content. So plug it in to this program and, you know, you can afford to step away if you need. But also when you do this stuff, remember to still engage. So if people are commenting, leaving replies, I don't know what to call a retweet anymore. So when people do that, you know, thank them. You want to continue to pay back that energy. So tools you can use, Buffer, Hootsuite. There's a ton of different tools. Just find one that works within your budget, that is easy to figure out and works with your schedule. And ultimately, with all of that, you should have a better understanding of the steps involved in building social media communities and maintaining them. I think the next thing is how to make it even better. I still have more tips. We can do that later.
Well, I do think that that is a good point to pause for this episode. So, Matt, what is everybody's homework for this week?
Oh, my. Well, one, you're going to want to reach out to us because do it.
Yep. Got to get that extra credit boost.
Extra credit. If you're still under 1,000 followers, say you're under 500 followers, and you're still working on all this stuff, keep doing the things from the last episode, but you can start to begin more of what we talked about here, because now you have more people paying attention. You should have regulars, you know, like people who keep showing up, people that you're friendly with. And I usually recommend that people like take an hour to go through other people's posts first, then put your main content out, and then spend the for an hour and just kind of like make it, write it, whatever, hang out with it. And then afterwards, just spend another hour working on the replies, commenting on other people, and doing your networking. So your homework would be to do more of that. Apply these more, we'll call them intermediate skills. If you start making this a habit, you will grow in no time. And the longer you do it, the bigger you're going to grow.
I know. It feels like a lot, especially if you're new to this. It might feel a little bit overwhelming, but the great thing about this is that you can save this episode. You can listen to it over and over until you really get it down packed. You can reach out to either of us, either on social media, you'll be able to find us, or you can email roleplaygrow@gmail.com. If you've got any thoughts, questions, topics you want to hear us dig into in future episodes. You can also find Roleplay Grow on Patreon, just name of the show, and get to interact a little bit more on upcoming guests that are going up, discussions, all sorts of fun things.
Yeah, I have a thorough little checklist available at mattjoro.com. It's free. Just go get it.
Yes. I'll definitely be sure to link to that in the show notes, because that is a very good resource that can help you get started with, you know, this topic that we are digging into and all of this homework.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for listening, and thanks for joining for another lovely discussion, Matt.
Oh, this is so fun. I just want to get into the next section already.
There's so much I want to do. Yes. So next week we'll have another great interview with a lovely guest, and then we'll be back in 2 weeks with part 3 of growing your social media accounts.
Yeah.
You just finished another episode of Role Play Grow. To check out the show notes and transcript from today's episode, you can go to lightheartadventures.com/RPG. To keep up with every episode, please subscribe on your podcast player of choice. And if you're enjoying the show, I would absolutely love if you would leave me a review and share this episode with your friends. Your review might even get featured on an upcoming episode. To contact us, you can email roleplaygrow@gmail.com. There are a lot of social media sites out there right now, so look for roleplaygrow for the show account, and look for either Ketra or Ketra RPG for my accounts, and Dungeon Glitch for Matt's accounts. Lastly, I want to give a special shout out to our editor, Sam Atkinson. Your help is always appreciated, Sam. Thank you all so much for listening, and I'll see you next time on Role, Play, Grow.